Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to the Sunday Gathering, a time to connect with Creator through prayer and reflection. Each week, the clergy of the Community Catholic Church of Canada gather to worship together, and we invite you to join us. We are an inclusive and progressive denomination in the Anglican Roman Catholic tradition. And now, let's prepare our hearts for worship and create sacred space to be blessed by God. Hello and welcome to our service for the sixth Sunday after Pentecost. Our homilist today is the Reverend Sherry Grenier. Hear what the Spirit of God is saying in your heart this day. Let us pray.
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also with you.
Almighty God,
to you all hearts are open, all desires known, and from you no secrets are hidden. Cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name. Through Christ our Lord. Amen.
Let us confess our sins against God and our neighbor.
Most merciful God, Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, we confess that we have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We are truly sorry, and we humbly repent. We ask for your forgiveness and your unlimited mercy to embrace us and restore us with your grace. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, amen.
May the God of love and power forgive you and free you from your sins, heal and strengthen you by the Holy Spirit, and raise you to new life in Christ our Lord. Amen. This is the collect of the day for the sixth Sunday after Pentecost. Almighty God, your Son has opened for us a new and living way into your presence. Give us pure hearts and constant wills to worship you in spirit and in truth. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
A reading from the book of Amos, chapter 8, beginning at the first verse. This is what the Lord God showed me, a basket of summer fruit. He said, Amos, what do you see? And I said, a basket of summer fruit. Then the Lord said to me, the end has come upon my people Israel. I will never again pass them by. The songs of the temple shall become wailings in that day, says the Lord God. The dead bodies shall be many, cast out in every place. Be silent. Hear this, you that trample on the needy and bring to ruin the poor of the land, saying, when will the new moon be over, so that we may sell grain, and the Sabbath, so that we may offer wheat for sale? We will make the ephah small and the shackle great, and practice deceit with false balances, buying the poor for silver and the needy for a pair of sandals, and selling the sweepings of the wheat. The Lord has sworn by the pride of Jacob, surely I will never forget any of their deeds. Shall not the land tremble on this account, and everyone mourn who lives in it, and all of it rise like the Nile, and be tossed about and sink again like the Nile of Egypt? On that day, says the Lord God, I will make the sun go down at noon, and darken the earth in broad daylight. I will turn your feasts into mourning, and lull your songs into lamentations. I will bring sackcloth on all loins, and baldness on every head. I will make it like the morning for an only son, and at the end of it like a bitter day. The time is surely coming, says the Lord God, when I will send famine on the land, not famine on bread, or thirst for water, but of hearing the words of the Lord. They shall wander from sea to sea, and from north to east. They shall run to and fro, seeking the word of the Lord, but they shall not find it. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. The psalm appointed between the lections is Psalm 52. Why do you boast, O mighty one, of mischief done against the godly? All day long you are plotting destruction. Your tongue is like a sharp razor, your work of treachery. You love evil more than good, and lying more than speaking the truth, Selah. You love all words that devour, O deceitful tongue. But God will break you down forever. He will snatch and tear you from your tent. He will uproot you from the land of the living, Selah. The righteous will see and fear, and will laugh at the evildoers, saying, See, the one who would not take refuge in God, but trusted in abundant riches, and sought refuge in wealth. But I am like a green olive tree in the house of God. I trust in the steadfast love of God forever and ever. I will thank you forever because of what you have done. In the presence of the faithful, I will proclaim your name, for it is good. God of the oppressed, we pray for all those who suffer injustice at the hands of cruel and indifferent rulers, especially for the innocent victims of war. Give them strength and patience, and hasten the day when the kingdoms of this world will own the perfect law of love made known to us in Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
A reading from the book of Colossians, chapter 1, beginning with the 15th verse. He is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of all creation. For in him all things in heaven and on earth were created, things visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominions or rules or powers. All things have been created through him and for him. He himself is before all things, and in him all things hold together. He is the head of the body, the church. He is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, so that he might come to have first place in everything. For in him all the fullness of God was pleased to dwell. And through him, God was pleased to reconcile to himself all things, whether on earth or in heaven, by making peace through the blood of his cross. And you who are once estranged and hostile in mind, doing evil deeds, he has now reconciled in his fleshly body through death, so as to present you holy and blameless and irreproachable before him, provided that you continue securely established and steadfast in the faith, without shifting from the hope promised by the gospel that you heard, which has been proclaimed to every creature under heaven. I, Paul, became a servant of this gospel. I am now rejoicing in my sufferings for your sake. And in my flesh, I am completing what is lacking in Christ's afflictions for the sake of his body, that is the church. I became its servant according to God's commission that was given to me for you, to make the word of God fully known, the mystery that has been hidden throughout the ages and generations, but now has been revealed to his saints. To them, God chose to make known how great among the Gentiles are the riches of the glory of this ministry, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. It is he whom we proclaim, warning everyone, teaching everyone in all wisdom, so that we may present everyone mature in Christ. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Lord be with you.
And also with you.
The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Now as they went on their way, he entered a certain village, where a woman named Martha welcomed him into her home. She had a sister named Mary, who sat at the Lord's feet and listened to what he was saying. But Martha was distracted by her many tasks. So she came to him and asked, Lord, do you not care that my sister has left me to do all the work by myself? Tell her then to help me. But the Lord answered her, Martha, Martha, you are worried and distracted by many things. There is need of only one thing. Mary has chosen the better part, which will not be taken away from her. This is the gospel of Christ.
Praise be to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
May the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. Our gospel today was the story of two sisters with two very different priorities. Mary and Martha and their brother Lazarus were very close to Jesus. John tells us that he loved this family, and they loved him. In the context of their society, hospitality was highly valued. It was hard work and very expensive to open one's home to 13 people. But to Martha, it was a labor of love. It was she who welcomed Jesus into the house and assumed the role of hostess, of which she was justifiably proud. As Martha was serving, she saw her sister Mary sitting at the feet of Jesus. Perhaps she considered Mary to be lazy. We can see how she might have felt resentful. She was so concerned that Mary was neglecting her duties that she actually spoke to Jesus about it. Notice that she didn't ask Jesus. She demanded that he tell Mary to help her serve. She must have been very sure that he would agree with her, and we can imagine her surprise when he rebuked her. He acknowledged that she was troubled, but that her troubles were of this life. Martha wanted Jesus to acknowledge her for all the hard work she was doing. In fact, we can identify more strongly with Martha than with Mary in this story, considering that Jesus and his disciples were guests in their home. We would not blame Mary at all if she were caught up with her sister in the frenzy of cooking and serving instead of listening to what Jesus had to say. Martha was right that the serving of the meal was important. Although this was very commendable, she made it her priority. Mary was neither neglecting her duties nor taking advantage of her sister. Mary's priority was sitting and listening to Jesus. In doing so, she was breaking a cultural boundary, for sitting at the feet of a rabbi was not something a woman would be welcome to do. No doubt she was also aware of Martha's disapproval, but that didn't change the fact that she wanted to hear what Jesus had to say. Although Jesus rebuked Martha, he did so gently, calling her by name, Martha, Martha. He did not condemn her for her role as hostess, but he explained to her that she was worried about many things, in this case the meal and the serving of it, but that Mary had chosen the better part, the one thing that is necessary. In other words, while Martha was fulfilling a duty to her guests, Mary was fulfilling a duty to her Lord. What Jesus was telling Martha is that spiritual nourishment is more important than physical nourishment. In Matthew 6:33, Jesus tells us to seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. It is to be our priority in life. Martha was trying to please Jesus by actively serving him and providing a meal. But Mary was seeking first the kingdom of God and serving Jesus in a contemplative way, and her devotion pleased him. Like Martha, we get preoccupied with our daily work. We all know that housework never ends. Beds get unmade, dishes get eaten off again and again, and laundry always finds its way back into the laundry basket. Add the demands of family, never-ending phone calls and emails we get at work, and the distractions that fall into all of these when the car breaks down or the dishwasher needs servicing. On any given day, we can pinpoint exactly what our priority is. It may not be the most important part of our routine, but at that moment, it's the most imperative. And Jesus, although he is a priority in all our lives, probably isn't even on our minds at that moment. We are distracted by the task at hand, just as Mary was. The behavior of the people in our lives, family dynamics, relationships with coworkers, and even the attitude of the cashier at Walmart can leave us feeling self-righteous and judgmental. So is Martha to be avoided while Mary is to be emulated? Not at all. Just as the two sisters complemented one another, so does the combination of hospitality and love of God. We must welcome him into our lives as Martha welcomed him into her home. But at the same time as we are serving him, we must set aside our duties to sit at his feet and hear his word. All the pursuits of the world, including perfectly served dinners, are temporary. Our love of God is eternal. The real test of our wealth is in the richness of our relationship with Jesus. Let us not look at what others are doing with criticism, as Martha looked at her sister. But when others are looking at us unfavorably for following Jesus, he will justify us, just as he defended Mary. Had Martha joined Mary sitting at the Lord's feet, her worries would have been put into the proper perspective. Dear Lord, like Mary, may we always be drawn into the presence of the Lord. And like Mary, let us seek first the kingdom of God. Let us choose the better part, the way, the truth, and the life. Amen.
In peace, let us pray to the Lord, saying, Lord, hear and have mercy. We pray for all who confess the name of Christ. Fill us with the power of your Holy Spirit.
Lord, hear and have mercy.
We pray for those lives that are bound in mutual love and for those who live in celibacy. Be their joy and their strength.
Lord, hear and have mercy.
For all in danger, for those who are far from home, prisoners, exiles, victims of oppression, grant them your salvation.
Lord, hear and have mercy.
For all who are facing trials and difficulties, for those who are sick, especially Philip, Charlene, Shane, Doug, Phyllis and Pat, Sherry, Nancy, Victor, Bruce, June, Donna, Bill, Dave, Aaron, Carol, Phil, Jane, and Wayne, for those affected by natural disasters, for victims of violence, and for those who are dying, show them your kindness and mercy.
Lord, hear and have mercy.
We pray for one another. May we always be united in service and love.
Lord, hear and have mercy.
We pray to be forgiven our sins and set free from all hardship, distress, want, war, and injustice.
Lord, hear and have mercy.
May we discover new and just ways of sharing the goods of the earth, struggling against exploitation, greed, or lack of concern. May we all live by the abundance of your mercies and find joy together.
Lord, hear and have mercy.
May we be strengthened by our communion with all God's saints.
Lord, hear and have mercy.
For yours is the majesty, O Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory, now and forever. Amen.
And now, as our Savior Christ has taught us, we are bold to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Linked by spirit, voice, and intention, we are wrapped in the love of God, all one in spirit, beyond the limits of time and space. Around the world at this very moment, countless prayers are being lifted, songs of praise are being offered, bread and wine is being blessed to nurture God's dear children. United in Christ, we lift our prayers and praise to God, and we give thanks that we too are spiritually fed in this time of worship. Lord Jesus, you call us to follow you. We love you above all things, and we give thanks that you transform our hearts with your love. Embrace each of us now. Unite us to you in this time of worship and every moment of our day. We give thanks that we were all fashioned by your love, gifted by your grace, upheld by your loving presence. May the blessings that we receive in this sacred connection move us to be blessings in the world. Amen.
May we be the hands of Christ assisting one another. May we be the voice of Christ speaking up against injustice and unloving actions. May we be the heart of Christ reaching out with the compassion and healing. May we have the understanding of Christ and see all as our brother and sister and this planet as a sacred and holy world. And may the Holy Spirit guide us and empower us this day to accomplish our purpose with love and abundant joy. Amen.
The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in the knowledge and love of God and of his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. And may the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be with you and remain with everyone you love this day and always. Amen.
go forth in the world rejoicing in the power of the Spirit.
Thanks be to God. Thank you for joining us this day for our time of worship. If you have a prayer request, please send it along to communitycatholicchurch@gmail.com. If you'd like to make a financial donation to help support our ministry, please visit the website at www.communitycatholicchurch.com. Join us next week at 10:30 a.m. for the next Sunday gathering. Blessings to you in the name of our God of love.